John, I know this seems compulsive, but I will tell you this honestly. I can't remember the last day that I've been out on the roads that I haven't had some kind of an incident with somebody texting and driving. I see it every day, and I see more and more of it every day. And if I ever call anybody on it, and I do from time to time, they say, I can do it. Was I in an accident? I'm able to text and drive. But it's that split second that you need to be focused on the road that's taken away from you.
Yeah, it's just a... I don't know if it's hubris or what it is in our society where people think I can do it, don't worry, or it goes back to drinking and driving. You know, well, one drink isn't that bad, I can handle it. Two, three, it's okay. Now there's the commercials and such that say buzzed while driving is the same thing as drinking while driving or driving under the influence.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Influence is the wide gamut, you know. The same thing with texting while driving. You know, there's I guess the facts are... If you're going 70 miles an hour, the average vehicle's it's going to take probably, 103 or 100 feet you're going to go about 100 feet per second. So at 70 miles an hour, you're on a highway speed. If you take your eyes off the road for those, you know, for that 1 second, you've gone 70 feet. Well, the average time that you're looking at a text is around 4 seconds. Well, it's kind of crazy. That's a long ways that you're looking, or a long ways that you're going when you're looking away from the road. It's a scary thing. You know, luckily in Illinois there are bans, so you can text while you're in a construction zone or a school zone or things like that. Because in those instances, if you're looking away from the road for just a second or two, and somebody's walking or really close to the road, and you happen to swerve just 1 foot. 1 foot, 2 feet, that can mean life and death.
I keep looking for data online, and, you know, it's amazing because you can find nearly anything you want on the internet. I keep looking for data to prove my theory that accidents have gone way, way up as texting has become the norm in society. I cannot find those statistics anywhere. Is that somebody from insurance companies trying to keep that hidden? Why can't I find that somewhere?
Well, I think the interesting thing is, if you look at the citations for texting while driving, it's gone down.
Why has it gone down? I don't understand that. How I see more and more of it, but the citations keep lessening. Why is that?
Yeah, well, there was the spike in, I think, 2009, 2010, and then I think it was half that, if I'm not mistaken, in Illinois in 2011 and 12. I think people are either they're smarter or... police officers it's not the easiest thing to be able to cite. You know, you have to understand that what kind of proof do you have other than I saw you texting? People are now, luckily, I think people are using handheld, using Siri, they're using, you know, voice to text, things like that. So the police officer or whomever is not going to see the phone up there on the steering wheel while they're driving. Just with accidents in general, you know, you'd be surprised as to how many times people try to get away with texting while driving or have some kind of excuse. I mean, I can tell you a very recent case of mine. It was a very bad collision just on the border of Illinois and Wisconsin. And the guy who was the at-fault driver, he admitted to being at fault, but he was wise or sneaky, however you want to say it. When he told the police that he caused the collision, but, you know, I was going to be on my phone just when I got across the intersection. I intended to make a phone call. And, in fact, I did make the phone call after I stopped and after the collision occurred. Well, that's pretty smart if you're a criminal or if you're somebody who did something negligently, because how can I ever prove that split second was the cause of the collision or not?
You can't.
If you believe his story, well, yeah. I had the phone there, but I wasn't on it. It was in my hand. I wasn't on it until the second afterwards. And that's what you're kind of dealing with. It's just a very difficult thing to prove.
Although I would think, John, that if it came to this, if you were in a court situation, let's say, and this is hypothetical, let's say you hit somebody, you killed them. Let's say you were driving and you're texting at the same time, you hit somebody and you killed them. Couldn't they somehow pinpoint to the second when that call was placed and if you were texting and what was going on to the second? They could, couldn't they?
Well, they can, but how are you going to pinpoint when the collision occurred to the second?
No, that's true, I guess, yeah.
You know, that's the tough thing, because maybe, you know, you have your clocks and your cars and, you know, the black box and that, but is that based off some sort of English time or whatever time zone it is, or, you know, things like that, where your cell phone, most cell phones are synced with their times. Maybe you could sync that together. I think trying to get everything in line so you can prove the exact second something happens is pretty difficult.
I would imagine, and John, I know that you've been studying how social media plays into the law. These things are all so new, right? We're starting from scratch with this. There weren't laws in place 10 or 15 years ago having to do with the social media. This is all brand new, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally new. I guess the thing with texting while driving that's interesting to me now is that 10, 15 years ago, there were laws against, obviously, drunk driving. And in certain states, people who were drinking while driving, who were intoxicated and intentionally got into a car, could be held liable for not only the medical bills and lost wages of the person that they injured, but also punitive damages. Punitive damages are something that you impose on somebody to punish them and to deter others from doing that act. That's what I'm right now seeing as the push towards texting while driving. You know, everybody knows, it's pretty common, we're talking about it here, you see it on TV ads, you see it on billboards, that you should not text while you drive, there's laws against it. It's getting to be as common, all the prohibitions of texting while driving, as drinking while driving. And now the law's kind of evolving into the allowance of punitive damages to really punish somebody and to deter the act of texting while driving.
The other night, on Saturday night, John, my daughter and I, we pull off, we park, we're going to pick up food at a restaurant, and there's a woman next to me who's trying to parallel park, but she's texting while she's trying to parallel park, and it took her four attempts to get in, and I said to my daughter's 16 and about to learn to drive, I said, I want you to watch this. I'm not going to say anything to her, but just watch how bad this is, and all she's doing is trying to park. She's not driving, and the two of us watched for the next 3 minutes as this woman wouldn't stop texting while parallel parking.
Yeah, well, luckily for you, I guess, luckily for all of us on the road, anybody 18 or under can't have or can't be on their cell phone while they're driving. But
wait, is that true? I didn't know that. I like that rule.
Yeah, no, it's in Illinois at least, I think there's a good number of states across the nation that if you're 18 or younger, you're prohibited from using a phone while you're in the car. And I believe in Illinois, it's with or without a handheld set. So,
I love that. I had no idea that was in existence. Is that only if you're in the driver's seat, or is that anywhere in the car?
I think it's driving. It's driving while you're on a phone in general.
I would like to extend that, John, to anywhere in the car and at the dinner table and anywhere else that you could possibly be. Is that a possibility?
That's, hey, if you were in charge, you could do it.
All right, good.